This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fay. How are you?
It's a beautiful day.
Any day that we're upright and above ground is a beautiful day.
That's right. And to be a Texan is a great day.
Yes, that is true.
I'm always thankful every day I'm a Texan because when I see the rest of the United States, it's not always good.
No, it's not. It's a mess everywhere.
That's right. And only in Texas can I say everything's going pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, and it doesn't matter what day of the year it is, it's always going well in Texas.
It is.
It should be our new Texas state slogan. It's going well in Texas.
Well, and everything in Texas is different.
Now, that is true.
It's a whole different mental attitude.
Yes. I've lived in all kinds of different parts of the country, up north and then down south and all that, and by far, I like the Texas attitude and the whole vibe of being here so much better.
That's right. And our attitude's always, we can do it. Whatever it is, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and some of these other places, I don't even know how they exist.
I don't either.
It's just not always pleasant hearing about them.
No, it's not.
And when you hear about Texans, it's always, you know, it's pleasant. We're a do-it state, you know, and a do-it people.
Well, you know, before I moved out here, I guess it's been almost a year, I heard all about West Texas hospitality.
Right.
And I thought, no, there's nothing better than Southern hospitality. And then I got out here and I got it. Everybody was so friendly and so helpful from the day I got here even till now. So
they are the most helpful people in the world.
Yeah, it really is. And there is something special about Texas folks.
It is, and they do help their neighbors.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
I mean, it's a true fact. Well, let's get started.
Let's do it.
Our phone number is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage, my favorite store.
And obviously the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You'll find tons of information. You'll find historical data and all kinds of very useful things. So if you've been listening to the program for a while and you want to see some hardcore numbers and some facts, that's the way to go.
That's right. And what I like about our website, it not only tells you about IRAs, about, you know, life settlements, different things. It tells you what the people made.
Yes.
And everybody's on there. Everybody that's made money, that's where they are. It shows up.
Exactly. So if you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not quite so sure, it might be too hard to believe. No, this is actually legit, and there are some fantastic numbers on there.
They are. It tells if the money came due in 3 months, 6 months, a year, you know. So that gives you a good idea of what you can make with us.
And what we're talking about is investments. It's making your money grow and having a very comfortable retirement.
That's right. Because people that come to us, they're not ready to retire yet. They're ready to make enough money to retire.
Yes.
And sometimes it's 2 years away. Sometimes it's 10. We have people this year retiring.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made enough money with us. They've got enough money to retire. Old Steve and Rankin is going to retire in December, and we've been talking to him about it, and he's excited. His wife's already retired, and he's next in line, and he says he's hanging it up, and I'm excited for him that he can retire.
I bet.
He's been in the oil field business all of his life, hadn't taken a lot of vacations. They plan to travel. So, you know, if you get enough money together, you can do this. He's retiring early. He's not 65, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
And we've had a couple people that have retired early. When he came to us, he was not a millionaire, but he is now.
Really?
He has $1 million in assets.
How long ago did he come to you? Do you remember?
It's either 3 or 4 years ago that he came.
That's it?
Yes.
Wow. I was expecting 15, 20,
oh, no,
25.
No. No. He had a pretty good nest egg when he came, but we put him over the top.
That is fantastic.
I think so, too.
And a great way to grow your money is through investments. And we're talking about life insurance investments.
That's right. When people come to us, they say, what do you have I can invest in that I'm not going to lose my money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in 11, we started doing this ourselves. Up till then, we'd done it through some other companies. And it wasn't always the best. And we learned a lot. We learned, don't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Do it phase way. And that's the way we do it. First of all, when people come to us, they say, how much can I make? How soon can I make it? You know, is it diversified? Well, the answer to all that is yes. Their money is always diversified. We don't put it all in one policy. The next thing is it's a life insurance policy. These are terminally ill people that are coming to us that need to sell their life policy and get the cash. And they need that lump sum. And they need it before they die. They don't need it after they die.
Yeah.
So when they come to us, they want to sell their policy and get some cash. So whether it's $1 million policy or $10 million, doesn't make any difference. They want the cash. So then we find out what we can pay for it. And we try to pay our clients 1% a month. So if it's a 24-month policy, they're usually going to make 24%. There may be a few times they'd make 23%. But most of the time, it's 1% a month all the way through, which is a pretty good amount of money.
That is fantastic. It's a great return. And we should also probably mention that this is so much safer than the stock market.
Well, I think it is because it can't go down.
Right.
You know, the stock market is up and down. Every crisis around the world makes the stock market go down.
Sure.
And just about the time you get ready to retire, that thing may be down. And if it is, you're going to get less money.
Yep.
And it is real. It's not just on paper when you decide to take it out.
Yeah.
So we encourage people, you know, be diversified. If you've got a 401k, put part of it with us. Or if you've got an old 401k, put all of that with us. And we can make it grow. And we have people every day say, I want to roll my 401k over to you. You know, it's not doing anything. And if it's vested, they can roll it over. Sometimes you can't. Some companies say, buddy, if you don't quit or retire, you're not taking it with you.
Yeah.
So we have to find those things out.
Use it or lose it.
That's right. So most of the people call their HR department before they come see me and find out if they can roll it over, is if it's vested. And right now with people changing jobs, losing jobs, it's a good time to make that move because the companies that that have laid you off, they don't want your money.
Mm-mm.
They give you 45, 60 days to get it out of here.
Yeah.
Send it somewhere else. So I have done people that had 3 old 401ks. So if they have 2 or 3 and they've left it there for 10 years, it's now time to get it out of there and bring it over to us.
Sure.
And let us make you some money. And like I tell people, this will make you money in spite of yourself. You can't screw it up.
No. You
know, it's
you
not
really
one
can.
Of those deals.
And you can take care of all of this for everybody.
We do. And when they came over, we help them with a rollover of a 401k. There's no taxes due. You know, this is all tax sheltered until you start taking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you start taking it out, you have to pay tax on it. But until then, you don't. So that helps it grow faster than if you were paying taxes each year.
Sure.
Now, lots of people have 2 or 3 kinds of accounts with us. They'll have a Roth. They'll have a traditional IRA, and then they may have a joint account with their wife. So you can have several different kinds doing the same thing. And when you come, let's say you've got $400,000, we're going to invest that in at least 4 policies, maybe 5, where you will be totally diversified. It won't all be in one basket.
Yeah. Because of that way, you know, if you put everything in one basket and then things happen, you lose the whole basket, whereas if it's spread out, then
well, you wouldn't lose
happens,
the whole basket with us because
right.
It's not going to go down. So that's an impossibility.
Exactly.
But if they were in the stock market, that's true. It could.
Right.
But with us, the only thing could happen is one of them could go over, could go long. So you don't want all of your money going long. If a little bit of it goes long, that's fine. If one policy went over, you could stand it. But you couldn't stand it if all of them went over.
Right.
So that's why we do diversify.
And I'm glad you kind of brought that up because not many policies do go over because you know what you're talking about. You know everything about these policies and the policyholder before you even bid on these.
Well, and we've had four go over recently, and these were policies we bought a long time ago from somebody else, and we didn't do all the homework on that. And, you know, as I said, in the last few years, we do all the homework, so we know everything about those policies.
Yeah.
And when they go over, you have to pay your proportionate share of the premium.
Sure.
And but we tell them up front, ever risk. That's the biggest risk of all, is it could go over and it could cost you some money.
So what are the other risks?
Other risk is it's not liquid during that time. When your money's invested for 24 months, you can't get it out, folks. You've got to be diversified enough that you have a savings account or you have, you know, an emergency account. We'd require everybody must have an emergency account, because if you don't, we're not going to do it with you.
Right.
Because we've had people put $50,000 in back when we took $50,000. And then 5 months later, they were out of money, needed it.
You can't have it.
Because we don't have it. It's been given to that person that we purchased their life policy.
Yeah.
That's where the money is. It's not in my back pocket. So anyway, it is not liquid during that time. And most of our people know that, and they have enough money. It doesn't matter. Most of our people are accredited. If they're accredited, they do not have to worry. We know they have other monies.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't worry about them.
This is not a day-to-day paycheck.
No, we don't take anybody that's got a day-to-day paycheck.
Yeah.
Our people have to, most of them make $200,000 a year. Some make less, but they have a good-sized nest egg. And that's what we want. We want people that already have a nest egg. You know, they either have a good savings, that have CDs of $400,000 or $500,000, $1 million, or that have a rollover, a big rollover to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third risk, if a life insurance company ever went under, and in Texas we've never had one go under. Besides, these are A and AA rated companies. We don't deal with, as I always say, companies in podunk, you know, small companies.
Yeah.
A small company we would not be interested in. So we do everything we can to protect their money. First of all, Faye does not touch their money.
That's important. It's
always really important.
Stays in a third party.
Everything is third party, and it's all with third party bank. Nevada Trust or Bank of Utah, one of those two will handle their account.
Because there are some cases, not in yours, but other situations where they can do anything they want to with anybody's money.
That's right. A stock account can.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your money with a broker, you need to always make sure that broker's honest, because they have the authority to do anything in the world with that money.
Yeah.
And we do not have that authority. Our authority says, put it in the bank. Let the bank handle the cash.
It must stay there.
It must stay there. We're not going to do it any other way. The checks are never made to any of my companies. Never, never, never. And that, I think that's another safety feature.
Sure.
We do not want it to be in our name. So it goes to the bank. Then we direct the bank. Okay, put this money in this policy, put money in this policy, in this one. And they pay that out for them. They put it in that policy. It goes into escrow, then out the door. Then we say, okay, there's premium. And we send them a premium escrow account. Every policy up there, 80 policies.
Wow.
Every one of them has its own escrow account.
It's amazing.
And the bank pays them escrow, the premium, as it comes due.
And the great thing is, anybody who is investing can go online and check the status of anything at any time.
At any time, 24 hours a day. All they have to do is log in with their password, look at it, and let's say that they've been with us 6 months. They don't remember what all we invested in.
Mm-hmm.
Go and look it up. It'll say the Jones policy, Smith, you know, Haversham. It'll tell you the names of the policies.
Yeah.
And so you can look it up, and you know how much you've got invested in each policy. The end of the year, it'll tell you what policies have come due.
No, so nobody's in the dark. Everybody knows where every penny is at all times. They
always
don't have to call
know.
You. They can go online. They can call you.
And they do. Lots of times they'll call me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to go look it up too. Because I can't remember every policy they're in. But I'll always help them with it, one way or the other.
So when you're bidding on life insurance policies, what kinds of things are you looking for?
It has to be cancer, terminal cancer. Has to be stage four. There's some types of cancer you might survive. We're not interested in those.
Mm-hmm.
like a little skin cancer. We're not interested in that. We're interested in colon cancer. It's the deadliest form of cancer. Then pancreatic cancer is next, then stomach. Those are the three worst killers. So if you've got stage four of those, you're not going to survive. And that will help our clients. And then we're going to try to help you a little bit too. But the cancers that we buy, we don't want them to be over 30 months. And we've had some 30 months that came in 12.
Really?
So every once in a while, they misjudge it. Cancer is worse than they thought.
And it's much more aggressive. And
oh, yes.
Wow.
And sometimes it's very aggressive. Like stomach cancer. Most people don't know they have it till it's too late.
You know? Wow.
Yes. Stomach cancer is silent. And you don't know it till it's already real bad. And I had an LE come to me this week that we're bidding on. And this lady had breast cancer. And they said, okay, now we need to start you on radiation. We need to go ahead and operate. Oh, no, no, she said, I don't want to be operated on. They said, lady, you might have a chance. No, she said, I'm going to do homeopathic things.
Mm.
She's putting oil over her body. They told her, this guru told her to write a letter to her subconscious. When I found that out, I said, I want that policy because this lady will not live long.
No.
She's not in the real world when she starts that. You know, a lot of things will help you, vitamins and things like that, but it will not cure of cancer.
Sure.
You need to be under a doctor's care, either getting surgery or radiation or chemo, whatever he recommends, and try to save your life.
Yeah.
But things like that, we've had people that have went to Mexico, and they come back, and it's so bad, then they can't do anything.
Yeah, but by then it's too late.
This lady has been to Venezuela. She's got a guru she talks to every day. And so I said, that's a definite buy right there.
Yeah.
You know, because it will be short.
Yeah.
It's not going to be long term. Most of the LEs that we get, it tells every medication they've had, if they've done the surgery. With surgery, usually a person will live a couple of years. It's not going to cure them because lots of times they cannot get it all.
Uh-huh.
And this tells us, you know, if it's incurable, if it's progressing, you know, it tells us everything. And then we know how to bid it. And then some of them we don't want. If they just tell me they've got heart conditions, I say they'll outlive me.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that. It has to be either ALS or terminal cancer.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there and find out all kinds of information, past historical data. You can even listen to archived shows, or they can even call you.
That's right. And a lot of people, when they come in, they're scared. And the first thing they'll say is, I'm just here for some information.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to get them over that.
Yeah.
You know, first and explain to them, it's their money. It's not my money. And they have to make that decision. I'm not even going to try. We're not going to pressure them. We're not going to talk to them about something that would make them jump right in there. I always say, go home, talk to your wife.
Yeah.
If they did not bring their wife, and a lot of times, first time they don't bring their wife. And I say, look, if the wife doesn't know about this and hadn't helped make the decision, she won't be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing to do. And then they'll come back with their wife and they go ahead and do it. And that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah. So when people come in for the first time, what kinds of things do they ask? What kinds of things are they scared about?
How safe is it, of course?
Mm-hmm.
How much money can they make? How about, do we keep their money? And no, we do not keep their money. It's in the bank. When it's cash, they can always get it. If they say, Faye, I need to buy a new pickup. Well, if the cash is there, they can do it.
Sure.
And we just send them a check. And this last year, we had to send people checks for income tax. Usually they have enough to pay it. But this year, a lot of people said, I need to take the money out to pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Because the economy here is down.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are making changes in their life. I had people come in this week that had lost their job, a couple of people, but they wanted to go ahead and change their 401k over because from the other company because they knew they didn't want their money. They weren't going to keep it, okay? So that's the things we do for people. We talk to them about estate planning. You know, who's going to get this money when you die? Do you want your children to have a lump sum? And most of them do not because, you know, they can't trust them.
Yeah.
If they're pretty young, you don't want them to have $1 million or $2 million. If they're older and you're older, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
But those things you have to talk about. And then I have to ask them, how much money are you going to need per year once you do retire. You know, how much do we have to set back? Some people, we've set back $100,000, you know, for the next 2 years in case they retire because they're that age. Some of them, they say, do not set any back. Let's keep investing till I tell you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we do it. And we also use 21st Services. They track the person until they pass away. So we know within 2 or 3 days when someone dies.
So then how soon does the investor get their return?
Usually it takes 6 to 8 weeks after we know that they have passed away, because we have to get a certified death certificate and get it to the life insurance company. And usually they're in New York or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
The big ones are all in New York, as you know. So that's what we do. And then when the insurance company gets it, they pay within 10 days.
That seems awfully fast.
They're good at it, I'm telling you. It goes to their payout department, and they just simply look at it, they pay it.
So when you get policies that you bid on, tell me a little bit about page 14, because I know we've talked about it before, and I know this is one of those big things that you look at is page 14.
It is. It's really important. When you're fixing to do business with us, before we send the contract out, page 14 has to be accepted and signed for. Page 14 at the top says Mary Jones, age, life insurance company. It'll tell you what company it is. It says, let's say it's New York Life, and it gives a rating, whether it's A rated or double A rated. Then comes down and says, okay, face amount of the policy, it's $1 million. Investment tells how much Mary put in, tells her what she's going to get back, what percent she owns of the policy. And then it says, okay, we've escrowed this much. If it goes over, this is what it costs you. This is what you're going to make. Gives every detail that they need to be concerned with. Then it says to remind them, this is what that person's got. You know, they've got cancer of the colon. And then you have to sign it, saying you know every fact going into this policy.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to know.
Well, everything's well laid out. So people know exactly the state of the policy holder when they get in.
That's right. They need to know. Remind them of what the face amount, what they're going to make, what the risk is, and what percent they own of the policy, and what kind of cancer it was.
Mm-hmm.
And this reminds you before you go in the policy. Then this comes out in your contract. Page 14 is right there. So you know everything you need to know. You can't ever come back and say, by golly, Faye didn't tell me that. I'm going to tell you everything and make you sign for it.
Yeah.
We put everything in writing. I don't want anyone to ever say it wasn't in writing.
Well, it's also helpful because, I mean, I know when people come in and they start investing in things, you know, there's a lot going through their head. There's a lot of information to take in, and it's a good reference point to go back and double check and refresh their memory, and instead of just trying to recall something, they've got an actual piece of paper.
And the other thing we do, they get a copy of the contract. We have a copy of their contract and the bank.
Mm-hmm.
The bank knows everything about them. The bank has to know what they're going into, what they're making, the name of the policy, and they have a spreadsheet on every policy. It says there's 10 people in this policy. This is how much invested. This is how much the payout will be, because they have to know how much to give them.
Sure.
So they have to know how much to put back in their policy when that person passes away.
So then after you review page 14, you take it one step further. You don't just take other companies' word for the state of the policyholder, you actually go through it with your own eyes and check it yourself.
That's right. Not only do we have the best companies to look at this that have been doing it a long time, they're independent, but then we go over it. I may go over it 4 or 5 times, making sure that we really understand what they've got, how it's progressing, and when they're probably going to pass away. We want to know it.
Has there been a time where you've caught something that maybe another company didn't?
Yes. One of the policies that recently came due, they said it was 30 months. When I read it, I knew it wasn't 30 months. I said, I think they missed it, or else their opinion is just different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it did come due in 12 months.
Wow. Oh, so that's the one that came due early.
Came due early. And they said it wasn't life-threatening. And they'll say that if it's more than 24 months, lots of times instead of saying terminal, they'll say it's not life-threatening. That means it's more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at it and I said, it is not a 30-month policy. It's going to come due.
So when you review these policies and you see somebody who has been in remission before
No, if they're not in remission, you can forget it right there. Don't go any farther.
Shut it down right then and there.
We're not buying anything that's in remission.
Okay.
It wouldn't be helpful.
Yeah, because they could go into remission again.
We wouldn't know when it's going to come due.
Yeah.
No, we're not buying anything in remission.
So you not only is the whole process safe and secure, but having the experience of as long as you've been doing this and you checking it and knowing what to look for is just another layer of security on top
of it. That's right. We try to do the very best and have the best results. And that's what we get paid to do.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Phone number?
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. And, you know, we want people to make appointments and get the facts. That's why we're here, you know, is to tell them about the story, how it works, what they can make, you know, how they can retire. Mm-hmm. And we always want to retire happy and early and successfully.
Yes.
You know, so they can do that with us, but they have to make that call. And men procrastinate. I don't talk about that enough. Men are the worst procrastinators, a lot worse than us women, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They talk about it and talk about it, and they'll write notes, and then they promptly forget.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 months later, they're still talking about it, and then something will happen, and they'll finally call me and make an appointment.
Do they have what is that thing that sometimes happens? Is it like maybe a friend passes away or somebody else, maybe another investor starts talking, they say, hey, you need to go see Faye. What kinds of things are the catalysts that push people over that hump?
Well, when they look at their statements and see they're not making any money, that gets their attention usually.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they don't even look at their statement every month, so that's part of the problem. And then a lot of them, a friend will say, you know, we invested with Faye a year ago or 2 years ago. This is what we've made. And they say, you know, I need to go ahead and go over there and see her. And 3/4 of our people are all recommendations. It's from some friend or a relative saying, come see Faye, or somebody they work with. We have a lot of people at different oil companies and service companies that are our clients. And then they recommend us to their friends.
Well, nothing in the world speaks more volumes than, you know, a personal close friend's recommendations.
That's right. And we have a lot of them. We have a lot of people out in Kermit that know each other because it's a small town.
Yeah.
So a lot of those people will recommend each other to come see me. A lot of them are from Kermit and live here. And we had the story where this gentleman came in, and he didn't know us. He's a little worried, and he was just going to put a little bit of money with us. And he said, is there somebody I could talk to? He said, you know, I live out in Kermit. And I said, well, let me think. And so I asked Claudia, my assistant, I said, Claudia, who can you give him out in Kermit? And she said, well, how about Mr. Black? Well, we gave him Mr. Black, and that's his brother-in-law.
Really?
So that was the first time that ever happened.
Wow.
Yes. So these things can happen, and it's a small world. So when we give them somebody, they already know them usually.
So a lot of times you said a gentleman will come in, they'll ask some questions, and they just want some information. And then they go home and they think about it. And then a lot of times they'll bring back their spouse.
Usually within a week or 3 or 4 days, they'll bring her back. I've had them bring them back in 2 days.
Really?
Yes. This summer I've had several people that brought their wife back in 2 days.
Are the wives asking different questions than the initial consultation with the husband, or are they asking the same question and the husband got it wrong or couldn't remember what you originally told them?
I think the husband tries to tell them, but the wife is not sure he's telling the story right, so they want to see me and get it right from my mouth.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people will call me on the phone and say, you know, we've been listening to you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I need to ask a couple of questions, and they'll ask them on the phone before they even come in sometimes. And then, as I said, they'll quit procrastinating. They come in. I talk to them. They say, I know that's what I want to do. So they'll go home and talk to the wife. Now, sometimes men will say, no, I've already made up my mind. My wife won't care. I say, okay. And they'll say, I'm going to do it today. And they will.
And they're ready to go right then.
They'll do it. And so you never know what their situation at home is. You know, if they're going to go home and talk to her, or did they talk to her before they came?
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's usually a lot of them have already talked it over with the wife, and the wife has said, you do what you think is best. So that type of person is going to do it that day. But the others, the wife will be back with them.
So when somebody does come in for an initial consultation, they want some information, they just want to find out a little bit about how the process works, what kinds of things and documents do they need to bring with them?
Well, they need to bring their statements. We need to see what they're worth. We need to see how much they've got in their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they've got two or three retirements, if they've got an IRA and a 401k, you know, whatever they have. Now, I had a lady this week that invested with me 3 years ago. And at that same time, she also went into an annuity with another company. And she brought me that annuity this week and said, cash that sucker in. It's not making a dime. And put that in our investments.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and she had not made any money in 3 years. So,
in the stock market?
No, in an annuity.
In an annuity.
In an annuity. So she cashed it in, and we're putting that in the program also.
And we're not talking about couch money. We're talking about, you know, some solid investments. It's only a minimum of $100,000.
Yes, they have to have a minimum of 100, and most people have more than that.
Yeah.
So most people, you know, have 250, 300,000 they're investing with us.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody had 50 bucks and they wanted to say, "Let's do something with this." Don't even try.
No, if somebody called this week only had 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not for us. We want the investor that already has an IRA going or a 401k.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't, then they need to have money that they've got in the bank that they can invest.
Right. $100,000 to invest and then a solid foundation to live on a day-to-day basis. They're not in the risk of having to come back in a month or two or three or six and say, "I need some of this money to pay some bills."
No.
This is not that type of situation.
It's not for that type of investor. And our people have plenty of money to live on, so we're not even, don't even go there. We're not even worried about that.
Right.
We have not given out the phone number but one time.
We should. Let's do it.
Phone number is 877-588-3330. And I think it's time for trivia.
Let's do some trivia, by golly.
Yes. Our trivia today is on Big Bend National Park.
Really?
Yes. Big Bend is one of the crown jewels of Texas.
I love national parks.
You know, the Big Bend has been there since they discovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been inhabitants of the Big Bend 9,000 years. It started out with Indians, a different kind of Indians that you and I know. Many, many thousands of years ago, the walls have still got bones and things, fragments of it, on the walls of Big Bend, of the original people that traveled to Big Bend.
Really?
That's right. When Big Bend started out, it was part of Mexico. And one of the famous things about Big Bend National Park is it's divided by the Rio Grande River.
Mm-hmm.
And half of that river is on the American side. Half of the river is on the Mexican side. The Rio Grande divides the two countries.
Really?
Yes. Big Bend is very famous, but it's the least traveled of our national parks because it's so isolated. It's the most isolated place there is in Texas.
You don't just travel through it. You got to go there.
You have to go there. And in the summer, the temperature is so high, you might have a heat stroke. But it's a wonderful place to go. I recommend spring and fall. If it was me, that's when I would go to the beautiful Big Bend. It has so many different temperatures. You've got the desert floor. You've got halfway up, then you've got the big mountains. Mm-hmm. The mountains are over 7,000 feet peaks.
Really?
There. Oh, yes. It started out as a state park. And then our famous Texans decided to let it become a national park, which I think I would have liked to have sent state. But it was in the Texas Canyon State Park, and then they designated Big Bend State Park. Then, of course, the United States legislature got involved and decided that they would make an acquisition of it for a national park. So June 12, 1944, it became Big Bend National Park, and it opened to visitors again in 1944. It's a harsh place. You'd have to be really hardy if you wanted to live there because of the desert. There's 1,200 species of plants there.
Really? 1,200?
There's 60 different kinds of cactuses. There's 3,600 different kinds of insects.
Really?
Oh, yes. They have deer. They have lizards. There's 450 kinds of birds. Can you imagine? Also, at night, this place comes alive at night. During the day, you don't see all these animals, but at night, you may find 150 cougar out there in the desert at night.
Really?
Yes. They have coyotes there at night. They have the kangaroo rat, you know, which is a very small rat. They have road runners there. They have the eagles out there. You have the gray fox there.
So these are hardcore desert critters that live out there.
They have the black-tailed jackrabbits, which are huge.
Really?
They have those huge, long ears that reach to the ground. Then you have the Mexican black bear there.
Really?
There's so many things. It's so famous. Everybody in Texas, including school children, do go there to study it. There's lots of studies been made of our park. In the 18th century, the Mescalero Indians were there. They invaded the park, and they displaced the other kinds of Indians. And then the last native park was the Comanches and the Apaches. And the Apaches, of course, ran everybody else out.
Mm-hmm.
They were the last ones. And then, of course, we had the Europeans there that were there in 1535.
The year 1535?
The Europeans were there in 1535. They were the first Spanish to come into North America.
I honestly didn't know anybody was here in 1535.
Yes. And then it was followed by other expeditions. And they were searching for gold and silver. And then, of course, the Spaniards came along.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody forgets the Spaniards were there for a long time, too. Right after our war with Mexico. But it's a famous place. It's a wonderful place. The nearest city is Alpine, of course, and it's in Brewster County. As I said, the highest peak is over 7,000 feet.
That's amazing.
They have blue bonnets of every color there. Most of our blue bonnets in Texas, are blue. You have mm-hmm. a few white ones, but there they even have pink ones. So it's a very famous park. I could talk about it every day and not tell you the whole story of Big Bend.
So I assume you've been there several times.
It is, yes, it's a very famous place. And people, they hike there, and they forget how hot it is and how long it is when they get there. The desert is so hot, but when you get up in the mountain, it's so cold at night.
Yeah.
So, but they do have a couple of resorts now at the mouth of Big Bend going in where you can actually stay at a nice place and then go on into the park. And then they have cabins in the parks, of course.
So you can stay in safe quarters and then go out and get adventurous during the day.
Yes, you can. And a lot of people used to go over to Mexico because the Mexican side is so close there. Mm-hmm. But they closed that in 2002 for safety because there was people being shot at and some different things.
Mm-hmm.
But these mountains go right on into Mexico.
Fantastic. I'll have to get out there sometime.
Yes, it's a famous place.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number again.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
I should mention the website also, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Yes, it is.
All kinds of information. You can see case studies and data from past investments. You can hear the show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on 97 Gold. You can also go to our website and listen to archived shows as well. It's at 97gold.com.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people, used to have to just listen in the garage on Saturday morning while they're putting around.
Yeah.
Now you can take it with you.
Take it with you.
Take it with you. You can go anywhere and listen to us if you're out at your ranch, out at your farm. Because men on Saturday mornings, that's what they do. They go to the ranch, they go to the farms, they go get their hair cut, and they're on the road.
Sure.
So they need a way to listen to us. I say men because usually it is men that listen to us. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. And so if you're listening to the show and you missed something or you couldn't remember exactly what Faye said, you can always go back and listen to archived shows. You can call you as well, and you'll answer questions in person. We're talking about investments in life insurance policies.
That's right. And, this is the retirement we're really talking about. And people ask me, how much do I need to retire? If you're making $100,000 now, you're still going to want $100,000 a year when you retire.
Mm-hmm.
So we both know you're going to need over $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million anymore is a small amount. Used to, if you said somebody was worth $1 million, you thought they were worth a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
They're not.
No.
$1 million is anymore is nothing. If you talk about 10 million, they're worth quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But $1 million is at the bottom of the chain.
Yeah, it's not so much anymore.
Not so much. And Social Security, we don't know if it'll be here or not. I mean, you know, our government's a little fragile every day.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what they're going to pull next. They would probably love to have our money.
Yeah, especially now being in an election year. This is, you know, things get a little unstable when we get in these types of situations. So looking several months down the road, obviously the stock market could be headed for some even more rough waters. So if you're looking for something that's a little bit more stable, well, quite a bit more stable.
Yes, a lot more stable. and what I like about it is it can't go down.
Right.
You know, your investment will never go down. It's never going to be worth less than it was when you put it in.
Right.
And that helps a lot because, you know, the stock market, some days it's worth a lot on your portfolio and some days it's not. And you say, am I going to have enough to retire? And with us, you will have enough to retire.
Yeah.
You know, it takes 7 years for it to double.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still going to have it and it'll always be there.
And many people that you have come in and who invest in these policies, they've got several policies. And so there's always rolling income.
Yes. There's always something coming due.
Yeah.
I know last year we had one person that made $150,000 for the year, and that's quite a bit.
Wow, that's fantastic.
But it all is going to come due. It's just it's a different time, okay? And so we don't know what you're going to make yet. We have to see how it plays out. If it's going to come in on time, if one of them will be late, if they're all going to be early, it can go either way.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're all just on time. But we've had 50% in the last 2 years come in early.
That's amazing.
It is. And you can go back and look at the records, you know, and we can show people because it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't tell them anything that's not a fact.
And $100,000 minimum.
That's right.
And we know everything that's going to happen, or we know everything about the policy holder. So the risk is very, very little. The fees are very, very small.
That's right. It's $250 to open an account. That's what the bank charges, not what we charge. We do not have a management fee. We don't need it. It's not needed. I know lots of brokerage houses do charge them, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a third party administer every bit of your account. That's what I think makes it safe.
Yeah.
Everything is always in escrow. It's not laying out here in our account or where I can get my hands on it.
Yeah. And so after, you know, during the life of the policy, we're looking at roughly 24, 26% return?
Yes. If it's a 24-month policy, you're going to get about 24%. Some of our policies are 18 months. Some are 12. That we've had this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, most of them are 24 to 30 months. Okay. And they're good policies. Sometimes people say, oh, if it's 30 months, I just soon have 30 as 24.
Yeah.
Because there's just as good a chance of it coming in early as the 24 months.
Sure.
So it'll work either way.
Have you got any new policies on the horizon?
Yes. We're bidding on some right now. We don't have them closed, but we did close on $1 million policy this week. We'll be putting people in it, and the others, I think we will know the first of the week.
Fantastic. If you have any questions, you can always call Faye Bagby and talk to her personally. Your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330.
And the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Get all kinds of information there. And your address?
Our address is 3105 Big Spring, and everybody knows where 3501 is, I hope.
Yeah.
You know, I never had thought about it. But if you were coming around the loop, you would come around the loop and get off on Big Spring and just go straight down there just past Wadley, half a block, and it's on the right.
Fantastic. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Before we go, any other final thoughts?
No, they just need to quit procrastinating and come over and see us.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.